guys are huge right now. Like, I'm looking, I don't know if you can tell, but like, I got this gigantic screen in front of me of you guys' beautiful faces.
I like how he says, I don't know if you can tell. Like, we, like, how would we be able to tell? Like, we, like, we'd be able to, Bobby, I don't know if you can tell, dude, but I have these crazy posters on the wall that I'm looking at right now.
No, if you guys couldn't tell, I'm in the metaverse right now. I've got my VR goggles on for the bit, but it's starting to make me a little dizzy. So
we're escaping into the future.
Yeah. So, listen, boys. Listen, boys. I'm not gonna lie here, okay? As I take my VR goggles off, because this is making me sick.
Disengage from the metaverse.
I literally did zero research for this episode. However,
hell yes. Flying blind, baby.
However, I think this is going to be a fun one because I just want to talk to you boys like friends.
What?
Because that's what we are.
Bobby, I'm pretty certain we specifically negotiated that out of our contract that we can no longer speak as friends.
Oh, crap. I forgot about that. Oh, damn.
Every word spoken is, between us is a dime, Bob.
Yeah, I know. This is all strictly monetary right here. But I guess before we get into the metaverse, both literally and figuratively
back
today,
into the metaverse,
what are we, who are we, and what are our names?
All great questions, Bob.
Yeah.
All great questions. I am your Bill Gates B, Brent. That's vaguely technology related.
Okay. I'm gonna say I'm your Jeffrey Bezos J Jack.
Now I feel like
we'll take a billionaire.
I gotta keep it on theme. I feel like so I am your billions of dollars to be made. B.
Whoa,
Bobby.
That was a good one. I was say go with Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, that would have been way better.
Mark, suck a turd.
Oh. Yeah, so let's just jump on in here because, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you don't know what the metaverse is, get out. Sorry, I definitely clipped there.
I honestly don't like I know about as much about the metaverse as the next guy, but like I don't actually know like what their plan is. Like I don't know the specifics of the metaverse. I just know that it's like a virtual, you know, alternate world.
Yeah,
I have
really
no idea. Like I don't really know the logistics of it all.
I don't really either. But have you guys watched Mark Zuckerberg's little like presentation on the metaverse by any chance?
I gotta be honest, like when it comes to Mark Zuckerberg, I go out of my way to like be as little aware of what the man is doing or saying at any given time. I mean, I don't believe in the lizard people, but if I did, Mark Zuckerberg is for sure one of them. He's not a human being.
Yeah,
he's like Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black, just like an alien trying to put like a human skin over his body. It just doesn't fit quite right.
Yeah, the eyes are like his eyes look CG. Like he just doesn't look like
Dude, why is this video an hour?
Jack, right now you look like a man from like the 1800s, and you look so handsome.
Oh, stop. You're making me blush, Bob.
Like your hair being like back like that looks like you've got like this like fresh like ballroom haircut.
My hair is so long, and if I pull it forward, it's like
there it is.
And I'm just tuckling it behind.
Oh, anyway, that was so out of place. But the Zuckerberg is not really a humanoid type person. I feel like our millions of years of evolution to recognize like human faces.
Oh, sorry, I'm laughing at the Zuck video.
Oh, it's pretty funny.
Hey, welcome to Connect. And today we're going to talk about the metaverse.
Well, okay, so like,
what's imagine I want to be, you know, hanging out with my friends in a virtual marketplace.
My friends that I definitely have. Bro, let's say you're a human, like you and I.
He talks like he has like a conductor who's behind the camera, like conducting speech inflection for him. Mm-hmm. It's very strange.
Mm-hmm. It is weird.
He also has incredibly green eyes in this video.
Yeah, well, I mean, lizards have green eyes oftentimes, as they do, and
the Archons for sure.
Oh my god, look Archons. At the thumbnail of that video. That's so bad.
Oh man, who decided that was okay? Yeah, that's bad. So basically, like, I think that, you know, with millions of years of evolution to like recognize human faces, there's always just this unsettling like thing about Mark Zuckerberg that like feels wrong. Like our ancestral ability to recognize humans is just not totally working correctly with him, and it gives us this feeling of unsettling like distrust, because he's probably a lizard man. Like, let's be honest,
you know, if we're being honest,
yeah,
he's probably just incredibly socially awkward and a nerd. and is just not good on camera, and
yeah.
keeps going on camera for some odd reason.
Well, so if you don't know what the metaverse is, you listener, you don't actually have to get out. I'll explain it to you right now. It's basically Mark Zuckerberg, who is the owner of Facebook, the infamous social media company,
now Meta.
Now known as Meta.
By Facebook or something. Or Facebook is, or no, I think Facebook is a product
of
that
Meta.
Is a product of Meta now.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Put some respect on its name, Bobby.
Yes, oh my God, I apologize. So basically, this is Mark Zuckerberg's virtual world that is focused on social connection.
We're going to make connections in the metaverse.
We're going to make connections using these headsets, which you might recognize as like the Oculus Rift, which was bought by Facebook for like, I think like $1 billion or something like that.
So long ago as well. That was a long time ago purchase, which is funny because I remember his like statement. He was like, for so long on Facebook, you would share pictures. you would share pictures of your experiences. But imagine being able to actually share those experiences through virtual reality. And I was like, that is so dumb. And like, that's where the meme comes from, where he's walking through the crowd of all the Oculus Rift people.
Which is just like a very like horrifying sight to see. Now, obviously, if you are, you know, if you've ever read the book like 1984, or if you like, you know, don't want a dystopian future where we're controlled by like one large corporation, this is a scary idea, I think, to a lot of people, especially with like Mark Zuckerberg's history of kind of like, you know, data collection and political instigation. Like the thing with Facebook is, and we've talked about it on this podcast a lot, it's not really the best thing for human society. Very nice, Jack. Jack just sent the picture of the meme of Mark Zuckerberg.
A good pull.
So Facebook, as we know, has its issues. A lot of people, you know, attribute some, you know, let's say certain insurrections or perhaps different political movements to like the widespread misinformation that can like be found through Facebook. So like these groups will be formed, and like for example, like maybe QAnon, like things of that nature are kind of like formed and spread through Facebook. They're not necessarily formed on Facebook, but it's kind of like this place where people see an article and they see this article that they like, so they click it and they share it. And Facebook's algorithm, it's in their benefit to keep pumping people these articles that they're going to get a reaction for. So whether or not,
Bobby,
that's harmful,
are you saying it's the mailman's fault for delivering the KKK's letters, Bobby? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes, I am. I am saying it's the mailman's fault.
You're telling me that the KKK that needs to have their letters looked at, Bobby? That's what you're telling me?
You know, that is what I'm telling you in this case. I think I mean, yes, there's always going to be these like groups that form. But I think that what we've seen in modern society is like social media is kind of this monster that has been that has been growing over the last like decade, where whether or not it's good for society or whether or not it's actually
okay, this has to be a joke. I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm go watching the Zuck video. This has to be a joke.
That's what you would think.
But I need
that's
you
what
guys
I thought.
I need you guys to go to 148 in the Zuck video.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna go check it out now. 148. 148.
Minute 48 or an hour? 48?
A minute 48. Actually, go to minute 46. Go to minute 46. Okay. I think that's a little bit better.
All right, we're watching it now. We're checking it out.
Pause it right at a minute 46.
Okay, let's see.
Is this the barbecue sauce on the
Mark
shelf?
Mark Zuckerberg has a bottle of Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce on his bookshelf.
I remember this.
I remember this circulating the internet.
He's
too.
Like, you know what humans do? We put our barbecue sauces on our shelf.
I am just hearing of this. This was like a few months ago. Dude.
This might have been my only takeaway from this video when it first came out was the barbecue sauce on the shelf.
That is something that humans do. We have barbecue sauce in our houses.
Yeah, it's unopened, so
we
shall put the bottle
of barbecue sauce behind me right here to show that I am a human being.
Yeah. I just love that sweet and tangy barbecue sauce.
Dude, I love that my family gets the same barbecue sauce as Mark Zuckerberg's family.
I mean, Sweet Baby Ray's.
That's the barbecue sauce.
You gotta respect the taste, you know? If anything, he's got good taste in barbecue.
And hey, listen, you can't get a big jug of nothing else but Sweet Baby Ray's, all right? And so...
It's just funny because it's like one of those things of like, humans have that, you know? Like, it's another odd miscommunication.
I love that I know exactly what it is too.
Yeah.
And not like, oh, what brand of, like, it's like, no, that is a bottle of, that is an unopened bottle of Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. Yes. I love that so much.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't like Stubbs or, you know.
I love Stubbs.
368.
Well.
Like,
yeah.
No, it's probably his data, you know, showed him that it's like the most popular like condiment, you know? And so he's like,
That's the every man's barbecue sauce right there, Sweet Baby's Ray's. I gotta be relatable.
He honestly probably hired like a data analyst as like a set dresser or something.
Yeah. Oh man. I mean, the video is very unsettling. But getting back to it, I mean, like, as we know about Facebook, you know, we already know all this. Social media, it ain't great for things like this. It's caused some problems. It's caused some gatherings. It's also been the source of some funny things, like, you know, raiding Area 51. But it's not always fun and games until you're in the metaverse. So the idea of the metaverse is that Facebook is kind of creating their own universe within virtual reality, where you'd not only would you get home from work and put on your headset to play games with friends, but you'd be working from within the metaverse. You'd be in your headset going to work. So, like, you know, we'd be recording this podcast in like a little room, a little virtual room, and like we'd have little like dudes, like little like you know, avatars of ourselves going
That's what it would be. Like, we would have to like spend money on like my dude's t-shirt.
Yes.
But like the thing about the metaverse too is I think you would have to like we'd have to like pay money to be in the podcast studio.
Right.
We'd have to go find a studio to record it.
Well, let's talk about one of my talking points is real estate in the metaverse. So this is a really interesting thing that I didn't really know about. The metaverse is selling real estate, like physical property inside.
No, you can't say physical property.
Yeah, it's not physical property.
But here's the thing. It pisses me off because it's like, oh, we're it's because they're like, okay, capitalists are like, dude, we're running out of things to sell them.
Yes.
Let's just
make things make, up.
Let's just generate nothing in the digital world forever, and we can just sell that forever.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, capitalism has reached a point where people are starting to. I mean, you're starting to see like people our age aren't able to like buy houses anymore. So it's like, well, we'll make affordable housing within the metaverse. So Snoop Dogg actually bought a massive property in the metaverse for him to house like events. And you basically pay like hundreds of dollars to like attend Snoop Dogg's like virtual parties. And then you can actually buy real estate near Snoop Dogg.
I could be Snoop Dogg's virtual neighbor?
Yes. So this is now a new thing where you can like buy property near celebrities. Now, obviously...
Near celebrities, virtual property.
Virtual property. I don't really understand how this works like on a technical level. Like, because, I mean, it's not real. You're not physically next to the person.
Think about this. Let's just think about this for a quick second.
Okay.
Think about you meet somebody, and you're like, oh, dude, hey, what's up? Oh, my God. Hey, Brent, this is my friend, you know?
That's me.
This is my friend, this is my friend James. And
oh,
they're
James.
Like, yeah, and they're like, oh, dude, I live two streets over from Meryl Streep.
Damn,
bro.
And you're like, wow, that's cool, I guess. And then now, imagine someone goes, I live two streets over from Snoop Dogg's virtual mansion. It's like, why are you even telling me this?
Yeah.
Why did you do that? How much money? That was $20,000? For a virtual house next to Snoop Dogg's virtual house,
and where is this money going towards? I just think we should coin the term like ultra capitalism or something, or like what's the word? What's like omniscient capitalism? Like capitalism that has now reached a point beyond the physical realm. Capitalism
they just call that late stage capitalism.
Right.
Or just hyper. I call it hyper capitalism.
Hyper capitalism. I like it. Let's coin that term right now. Hyper capitalism. Okay.
It's ours.
It's all ours.
Right? No one else has ever said it.
Trademarked.
It was ours first.
I'm just gonna do a quick Google.
Yeah, just see. Let's check out the trademark on that right now, real quick.
God dang it. There's a book called Hypercapitalism.
Oh, interdimensional capitalism.
Hypercapitalism is a term used by Marxist scholars in their continuing critique of political economy to depict a relatively new form of capitalistic social organization marked by the speed and intensity of global flows that include exchange of both material and immaterial goods, people, and information. Mm. So hypercapitalism is exactly what we're talking about.
Okay, yeah, I mean, this is a term that's already coined. You didn't hear it here first, but...
You heard it originally by authors Tim Kasser and Larry Gonick in the book Hypercapitalism, The Modern Economy, Its Values, and How to Change Them.
I kind of want to read this book.
Obviously, everyone's read it. We've all read it.
Everyone's already read it, Bob.
All right. We get it.
I just, it's so interesting to me. And now this kind of goes back, shout out to our NFTs episode. Now companies are starting to sell NFTs, not only on the idea that you own the only digital copy of this thing, but that you own the only digital copy in this digital world. So, for example, Dolce & Gabbana, the fashion company.
Dolce?
Whatever.
Dolce. Dolce. You're Italian, Bobby.
I don't know.
Dolce.
Listen.
Dolce.
Do you want me to say ricotta? So, Dolce and Gabbana.
That was so good, we might get sued, guys. You know what I mean?
Definitely got flagged. We definitely got flagged for that one, for sure.
Brent's gonna listen to this podcast and be like, wow, Bobby's clipping like crazy in this
episode. You got any Bored Apes?
Bored Apes?
Yeah. Bob, you're not even up on the trends, Bob. You don't got a Bored Ape?
No, but I did see the other day a...
Hoodie Ape, Hoodie Glasses Ape. Brent,
I did see the other day though that there's like orangutans like driving golf carts now. Like that's a thing. can't believe
that's
it.
A thing. What do you mean that's a thing, Bob?
There's a video of an orangutan like going around driving
there's
a golf
video
cart.
Of it. So that
no, I'm sending it to you.
Is it an NFT or is it just
no,
in general?
It's just in general. I don't know what you're talking
why
about.
Why did you bring up no Bored Apes? There's a series of NFTs called Bored Apes. But why did you bring up NFTs?
Oh, I brought up NFTs because Dolce and Gabbana. Basically, they sold $6 million worth of NFTs in 2021, I believe. And people are buying these like NFT fashion things for their like metaverse characters. Like, it's already here. Like, we're already in this late stage capitalism of the metaverse, and we're seeing it. And like, if you go into the metaverse, so like, Jack, I don't know if you've ever been in the metaverse.
I'm so done with the word metaverse,
dude. I've been in it. It's really dumb. So
is
I just
like,
got
wait. So it's like live, like Facebook metaverse. Like, you can go in there. Famous, I like how it's called Famous Orangutan driving a golf cart. Bobby just sent the video.
Just watch it.
Oh, I know that orangutan.
Yeah.
Oh, that orangutan?
That's the famous one, yeah.
Isn't that famous orangutan?
No, so listen, boys. So I got an Oculus for Christmas, and I bought it. Now I really like my Oculus because I use it for my flight simulator. And using
nerd,
yeah, you know, I'm a nerd, but it's cool because I get to go in like a Cessna like 170 and like sit there and fly, and it's really cool. I can look.
Do you get
like,
to fly a Sopwith Camel?
I get to look over the edge and look into the universe, the real
are
universe.
We're gonna just talk. Can you, Brent? You see how Bobby just blew right past that question I asked him about the Sopwith Camel?
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
You see that? I don't know. It's another kind of type of plane. I think it's a World War One plane.
See, I don't know planes. All I know is a Cessna.
Let me do a quick
that's the one I want to fly, so.
No, I had a friend who was a nerd, and he was like...
Oh, I'm such a nerd.
I like the Sopwith Camel. Yeah, it was a World War One plane.
Oh, man. So, Jack, just making fun of me, as usual.
Now, Bobby, what were you Cessna-ing
about?
He goes into the metaverse. Okay, by Bobby. By metaverse, do you mean have I played a VR game before?
No. Okay.
Specifically, Facebook's metaverse.
Let me tell you. Okay, so I got this Oculus to play Flight Simulator, but I was bored one day and I was exploring through the apps and I found this beta app called Big Screen. And
that is a beta app, dude. An alpha app is something like Paint, VR Paint, or VR Chat, dude.
So
go
so
on.
This beta Big app screen. Is really interesting. Basically, it's a way to see movies and TV shows with a crowd of people.
Bro,
so
don't understand that.
So you go into this app and you can like watch like live sports. You can watch like you know, like Spider-Man No Way Home. Like, they have like movies that aren't even like out to the public yet that you can just go watch. And so I'm like, what is this? So I click on like Rick and Morty.
I assume most of them are just stuff that's on streaming services.
Yeah, I think so. So like the first one I did was Rick and Morty, and it puts you in this like very large room, which is like in a alien spaceship. And
so you
just
might
got this,
say like a movie theater, you mean, type deal?
You might say it's somewhat like a movie theater. You've got this gigantic screen.
Wow. Sounds a lot like a movie theater, huh?
Well, here's where it differs. There's a bunch of rows of seats facing the screen.
I'm listening.
Yeah. So anyway, you're in this movie theater, and I'm looking around, and I look to my left, and I see a dude, like a little like metaverse dude, and I'm like, oh, there's other people here, and he goes, what's up, bro? And I'm like, oh, and then he puts his fist towards me, and I put my fist towards him, and it goes, bling, and then we're friends, and I'm like, what's going on? And you can move your
like,
seat.
You mean it, like a little notification is like, you are now friends with. Guy.
Yeah, you can like, and so my brother made a friend the other day named Andrew while watching Spider-Man, and like they're just like, he's just from like Britain, and you can just like talk to these people, and then like
I gotta
these
be
kids
honest, can't think of a worse experience than watching Rick and Morty with other people in the metaverse.
It was pretty dystopian.
Sounds like an episode of Rick and Morty, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it's pretty dystopian. And so you're in this like room, and then you can like go into like these lobbies where like people are just hanging out, like buying popcorn or whatever. Because yes, you can buy popcorn and eat fake popcorn in the metaverse, and all you do is just like throw it at your face.
Does it give you a boost? Do you watch the movie?
No.
Does it give you a boon?
No, you just have fake popcorn. That's the whole thing.
I hear that popcorn gives you an additive multiplier, but the soda is multiplicative, so you always eat the popcorn first and then drink the soda. Otherwise, you're missing on some mad XP, dude.
And if you...
That's some 101 shit, all right, you noobs?
Yeah, it's very realistic like algorithm here for movie theater bowel cycles. So basically, you know, I'm in this like room with the lobby outside the theater, if you will, and these kids come up to me and they're like, "What's up, man?" And they're like little kids. Like I'm like,
bullied in the metaverse.
I feel very uncomfortable right now, and they're staring directly at you with their little eyeballs, and they're like, where are you from?
Fake eyeballs, bro.
Where are you from? And I'm like, I feel very uncomfortable. I'm leaving, and I never entered it again. It's horrifying. It is the definition of dystopia.
You can't handle some virtual kids, bro.
No, dude, I can't handle it. It's horrifying, Jack. Get the app and try it yourself.
I did try out VR chat a little bit, where I was in like, you just go into a. I played VR ping pong a little bit, with some dude who had like some anime girl avatar. I had to block some guy who had a very large obscene avatar. And I was like, because you can like make yourself as big or as small as you want in VR chat. So there was this one dude who was just this naked giant.
Oh man.
just
like Attack on Titan style.
Yeah, he was just like hovering over the ping pong table, and I was like, "What's up with that guy?" And everyone was like, "Oh, he's blocked him. Just block him. You just mute him. You won't be able to see him anymore." And I was like, "Dude, that's like an episode of Black Mirror where he gets muted, where he gets blocked by everyone in the world, or he gets like blacklisted or whatever."
Well, to pull it back now, that's actually a really great segue, Jack. To pull it back to like the topic here, to pull it back to fake reality.
Good one.
This is kind of a part of the future of metaverse. So let's just run a scenario here.
I thought you were gonna say this is kind of apartheid. I don't know why.
This is kind of apartheid.
This is apartheid, dude. This is a digital apartheid.
So listen, okay. Let's like scroll down. Let's take a stroll down the path of the future here. Let's scroll down.
You should have kept with that, Bob. That was good.
I know it was good. It was an unintentional pun. Pun intentional. So
it's too much.
Let's
too
say much that now. In the next.
Let's, bridge too far.
let's say that in the next, I don't know, like 10 years. Meta starts like everyone starts like having like an incentive to join the metaverse. Let's say Facebook starts giving away free Rifts, free Oculus Quests, basically to just get people on so they can buy in app purchases.
Dang, wow, that was just that I can see that, I guess.
Right, right. So all of a sudden, like slowly, like one by one, people are getting like adopted into this world. And then, like, let's say like you don't use the metaverse. Are we going to get to this point where you're now like cast out of society? Like, oh, you don't use metaverse, bro? Okay, well then you can't work here.
Oh my God. Yeah, Bobby, that is so interesting that you say that, because all of a sudden I see Microsoft only selling Xboxes with the VR headset in it.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
And it's like, and it starts. Do you remember when, like, the Kinect was tied in with the Xbox One, and the Kinect tried to force the cameras down everyone's throat?
Mm-hmm.
I can foresee a future, especially with the Quest, because it's its own thing. Like, you could bundle that with a freaking speaker. You could bundle that with a phone. You could bundle that with anything. You
know, look at phones. I mean, so many people tried to like not be adopted into like a cell phone because it's like, I don't want that. That's toxic. But nowadays you literally, like, you cannot not have a phone. Like, it's just almost impossible.
Dude, like, I was when I was at UConn a few years ago taking taking the web design course there, the professor, she had designed UConn's webpage. She was talking about how in the past few years they've had to make sure that the applications page works on a cell phone because for the first time ever they received like a significant portion of applications via cell phone. And like a lot of their like feedback was like, it was hard to apply on my phone. And they were like, yeah, that's like, cause a lot of times, you know, like a lot of households, you know, a kid might just have a cell phone and it's like, you know, the parents like, oh, well, the cell phone's everything. Like, I don't need to spend money on a laptop or whatever because they can do whatever they need to do on the cell phone, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is this what's going to happen with the virtual reality? Like, are we basically going to get to a point where, you know, I can't do my job properly unless I'm in the metaverse because all the tools I need are in the metaverse to do my job?
Yeah, like, especially because what? That Oculus Quest is $300, right?
Oh, yeah, it's like 200 now, like for the like lowest one, I think, or
yeah, 250. You can, like if you bundle it with something else and you know, you raise the price of that total bundle by like, by you know, you take whatever product, put the VR, raise the price by $150, you know? Maybe even like, maybe they might even do it $100. Like, what is, you know, what's losing, you know, 50, because like that might be, you know, that's honestly, if they discount it to that low, I bet you that's probably around near breaking even, if not profit now, because the only thing I could see is like the development cost that they sunk into that, which they must be having nearing broke even, if not already.
I mean,
probably
everything
just by the nature
in
of the company, you know,
dude. Everything in Oculus is like super expensive. Like all the games that are like that you'd find for like $1 on the App Store are like $30. Like Beat Saber is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life, and it's $30. Like
I know. Think about I mean, even if it was like, and there's like tens of other games that are like Beat Saber.
Yeah,
you know, that are $10, $15. If somebody has, you know, a VR headset and they put it on and they're like, oh, you know, Beat Saber is on sale right now for, you know, it's half off. It's $15 right now.
Yeah.
I saw some people on YouTube playing that. I'll pick that up. And it's like, you know, now that's that, you know, everyone does that.
It's going to pay for itself. Like having the Oculus be like subsidized for that company is going to like pay for itself with these apps. Yeah. I mean, guys, here's the thing, right? This is doom. We are doomed. Mark Zuckerberg will have control over the universe. If this is, if we all buy the Oculus Rift and we all become part of the metaverse,
brain-bonded listeners, hear Bobby now.
Mark Zuckerberg will control who gets to talk, who gets to advertise, what gets to be advertised. Like, this guy wants total control of this
universe. Nah, dude, I think the real world's always going to be here, man. At least in our lifetime. And that's all that matters, man. Doomer, man.
Well,
Doomer.
Here's my solution, right? Right, boys? Okay, this is like, you guys are hearing, like, this. You guys are hearing, like, Pablo Picasso talk about, like,
all right. Okay, bud. Okay.
Like, his art here, right? Like, this is like, you're sitting there when Albert Einstein came up
with
the theory of relativity.
You're sitting there when Al Pacino is doing the Scarface scene.
Yes. Like, you are here right now for the most important thing in the
or
world.
Or the scent of the woman scene where he's going, hurrah! Yes. You know, the courtroom.
Ready? Ready? Okay, boys. We're starting a new company.
Or the Dunkachino scene from Grown Ups 2.
Okay. Bear with me. We're going to create something called the Noculus. And it's going to be an Oculus Quest that we sell within the metaverse that brings you back to the real world. So you put it on in the metaverse and then it uses the cameras from the Oculus to show the real world.
Oh, so, I thought you meant it would just turn off your headset.
No. No, it's a real reality within the virtual reality.
Oh, they already have that a lot. All over the place. There's a video of a dude who spent like 48 hours in virtual reality, and he would like have, and so like in times when he needed to see where he was, mm-hmm. he would like do that around, like around
use like the pass through. Yeah, I mean they have the pass through feature, which is cool. You can like see around you, but I just think it'd be funny to like advertise this like the new real reality within fake reality, you know, and like you have to buy a physical thing to put in your. Well, it's not really physical.
You get some haptic feedback though, dude.
Mm.
You get some gloves, you get a vest, you get some full body tracking.
Jesus wept. Yeah, if you've ever seen that episode of Community, I think it's a perfect commentary on the dumbness of virtual reality, where the dean gets a virtual reality set and it's like this really like really lame software, where in order to like do like basic like desktop functions, you have to like physically like travel places. So like to delete a file. So the dean, he has to like delete a file, and to find the file, he has to like climb like the mountain of files. And so he has to physically climb, and he's like, I'm boundless. Like just climbing this like wall of files, and then he finds it, and in order to like delete the file, he has to like drown it in water. He's like, this is so easy. I am God. Jesus wept. And it's like, I don't know. I just think it's like a perfect commentary on like what it
it's
is.
It's pretty good stuff.
You have to watch it, Jay. It's really funny.
Maybe, dude. Maybe one
day. Just like a YouTube video of like the 2-minute clip of it is like enough. Like, because it's just like this. It almost reminds me of, we've talked about before, I don't know if you guys remember, real fans will remember.
The real ones?
I bought the game Jump Force a couple of years ago, and I was real upset about it.
And I'm pretty sure I was like, Bobby, why did you not look it up before you got it?
I know. And it's because the menu, instead of being a like menu, it was like a lobby. Because, you know, it's a Japanese fighting game.
Those are the coolest, though. Those are awesome. I love those.
And in order to, like, get to, like, save game, you have to, like, physically in the game run, like, 30 feet to, like, an area where you have to save it. It's like, that's kind of what it feels like with virtual reality sometimes. It's like, oh, in order to, like, power down my Oculus, I have to, like, climb up this, like, rock climbing mountain and then just, like, take a bow and arrow and, like, shoot a freaking bird,
or
so the bird falls, so I can grab the bird,
or
cook it,
Bobby,
eat it,
and hear
so I can
out.
Sleep. Like, I don't know. It's like, go for it.
Take the headset off. Just take the headset off.
Yeah, but how do we know how will we know when the final headset is off? Dude?
Shut up.
Like, dude. is this just like that episode of SpongeBob where they keep opening the bags and it's just like infinite bags? Like, when are we in the real world, boys?
Oh my God.
Yeah, when are you going to take off the VR set that's controlling you?
It's funny that you say that, because there's a whole part of the metaverse that is bringing, that is not only going into the metaverse, but bringing the metaverse into the real world with augmented reality glasses. Mm-hmm. So in a way, dude, when are you ever going to take them off?
Mm-hmm.
I just hate the idea. I don't mind. I don't mind this being a stupid little Facebook, dumb little whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
A gimmick.
Dumb little gimmick. Dumb little VR chat. Little like the racists are hanging out here instead of in whatever. I don't care.
Yeah. Honestly, instead of storming the Capitol, they're storming the virtual Capitol metaverse.
During the in 150 years, during the virtual ratification of the ballots, there will be the annual, the anniversary, the bicentennial storming of the virtual Capitol.
Instead of the gathering of the juggalos, it's the gathering of the MAGAs.
And we're vice president Snoop Dogg's grandson, V, is gonna be counting the votes of the 53 states. You know, where one of them is virtual, right? I'm gonna be still alive on some friggin' machine, And I'm going to be like, all right, I'm dead. I'm done then. I'm done now.
Delete me from the cloud.
Yeah, yeah, delete me. Delete me. I'm done. Get me out of San Junipero. I don't want to be here anymore. You know what? Actually, put me into San Junipero, but like erase me knowing that it's
Facebook.
Put me in. Yeah, yeah. Put me in. Do my brain, but put me into the early 2000s, back before video games were bad. And when I was still happy.
Oh, I mean, this is the problem, right? It, you know, if this does become, I watched an interesting video about it before recording. If this does become like the norm, we're going to have these like realities where, you know, we're living in this universe that's all
dude,
digital.
As long as we don't have to work. Dude, Mark Zuckerberg keeps talking about having to work in the metaverse. And it's like, dude, if that, because work is something that, I don't know, dude, unless we, that for the foreseeable future, you know, we're not going to be able to escape.
Yeah.
And if we have to work in the metaverse, I'm going to become a gardener.
Yeah. No, seriously.
IRL gardener.
No, not a Minecraft gardener, a real gardener.
Yeah, this is like some shitty Roblox or some shit. Like, I'm going to go to the restaurant and chop onions for 8 hours. Click, 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 click,
click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, click, you know, people go to an office and all the infrastructure you need around the fact that people need to think about everything that needs to go into the fact that people need to go into an office, you know, the office building, the cars, the food, everything, right? Mm-hmm. He's talking about removing all of that, but it's like, dang, dude. I see what you're talking about, but like, don't you now see why people wonder why you're a lizard man?
Right. The problem is where, you know, as human beings, like, we have this problem with, you know, the dopamine problem, the classic, like, fulfillments, where we're always feeling fulfilled, but then we actually have nothing to show for it. So, like, we're going to spend all these hours working in the metaverse and buying real estate in the metaverse and doing all these things in the metaverse and feeling fulfilled. And it's like, I can jump 50 feet in the air. I can play. I can go, like, meet women and go on dates in the metaverse. And then you take off your headset and you're just sitting in your bed by yourself. With no house, but, with nothing to show for it. No, all those NFTs you bought, the shirts and the sweaters you bought from Gucci, they don't
exist
in the real world.
Bobby, that is your perspective right now, Bobby. Because to you, because look, like, I don't care about this stuff that holds value to you, right? And so it's all about where the value is held. And so you, when you say you have nothing to show for it, it's like, okay, well, that's, it's like, no, that is what there is to show for it now. That's what there is to show. And if the people who are buying into this want that to be their source of pride, then that's fine, you know? But it's just such a frightening, like, I don't know. I think the Zuck just displays such a frightening lack for the concern of
human mental health.
Yeah, like, of,
well,
what
I mean,
happens,
like, yeah, it's,
when
you say that's
connection
fine,
gets removed.
When you say, you know, that's fine, like, you know, it's like, yeah, it is fine if you feel like if every time you take off your headset you want to be reminded that you're a loser. Like, I think that's, it's
again, Bobby, that's you saying that. That's me. No, I know. Like, I'm legitimately saying this. Like, because I you know, I come home and I go down into my into my basement, I look at my shelf and I see that I see all the board games that I have and I'm like, dang, look at all these board games I have to play. This is sweet, you know? Like, when I was younger, I wanted to have this many cool board games. You know, and it's like, how many people care about having cool board games, Bobby?
No, you know? Make and a good point. Everyone holds value differently. I just think that the problem is when Mark Zuckerberg's the one telling you what's valuable, you're not actually going to hold true value to that thing. Like, Mark Zuckerberg's going to go, oh, yeah, we just added like a new map where there's all new real estate and everyone starts buying into it and you're buying it. And then.
I do understand
feel
what you
valuable
mean by that,
to you
that, that,
in the metaverse.
It needs to be how one company can't own the metaverse is what you're saying exactly.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna create the metaverse, it has to be almost like, okay, I don't think
it has to be decentralized is what you're saying essentially.
Is that
ideally in the metaverse, right? Day one of the metaverse starts, everybody loads in, it's an infinite flat white plane.
Yes.
And you can open up a menu and I can start 3D modeling a chair, and I can say, who wants this chair?
Right.
You know, but that's not going to happen. What's going to happen is everyone's going to load into Facebook Marketplace and Mark Zuckerberg is going to be like, here's the day one selection of chairs.
Yeah.
And make sure you stay tuned for next week's selection of chairs in the rotating chair shop.
Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, they're talking about businesses opening up like metaverse stores where you can go in the store and shop for things, and there's like an inventory, and you know, let's say a company makes like cakes, and they make a cake that has Mark Zuckerberg's face on it with like lizard eyes, like as a joke. Ha ha ha! Everybody buy my Mark Zuckerberg cake. Mark Zuckerberg could just be like, shut that shop down. I don't want that. That's not good for our brand. So bye. Like, if you're switching the real world into this metaverse, and the Zuckster is controlling everything, and he ain't going away no time soon, he's going to be downloaded into the San Junipero metaverse, and he's just going to be live there forever. Like, this guy's not going anywhere.
Well, yeah. I don't trust him. Well, so that's why so the metaverse needs to be reined in. Right. And so it needs to be a socialist space, the metaverse, essentially. But
I think it needs to not exist.
No, it needs to not exist. The thing is that it's inevitable, right? So how does it exist in the best way possible?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to. I don't know. I think the best thing that we can hope for is it's just bombs. It just bombs and it just doesn't catch on. And it's just that. And then because, like, here's the thing. It could just not catch on.
That's
know?
True. I mean, it could. That is really the best thing we can hope for, because, like, I'm going to be honest, guys. I don't want to be going to virtual metaverse meetings in 10 years. Okay.
I get motion sick in VR. I can't live in VR. I don't want VR. I mean, I'm cool. I like VR gaming. I can't do it because it makes me sit motion sick. Right. But I think it's a cool space to play in. However, I don't want it to be my life.
Yeah, I don't really understand how they expect it to take over in like an actual business sense, because we already have the ability to work from home. We literally just did it, a lot of us, for the last like 2 years.
He wants to remove this barrier. I'm gesturing to my computer monitors right now. I think we need that barrier. Is Brent's response? Well, Brent is a rational, sane human being, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Brent is responding, being like, "Oh yeah, that sounds so dumb," but like we
already have something for this and it works. Like, yeah. Why do we need to also be in goggles and like walking around a fake office?
Well, so that we can like fist bump, Brent. It's so that we can fist bump.
Because here's the future that I'm terrified of, right?
Yeah.
I'm terrified of small satellite company of Meta is saying like, you know, these companies are saying, hey, we've proven through the pandemic that we can work from home. We need to get this whole work home life situation rebalanced, resituated. And the companies go, okay, yeah, you guys can all work from home, but it's going to be we are going to have mandatory meetings in the metaverse. And like Facebook just starts like paying these companies to get these headsets and to force people into
to that point, Jack,
they're gonna be working from home. You know, it's like, all right, well, I got to put on my freaking headset to tune into the office meeting, the stupid conference meeting, the mandatory meeting.
Well, not just office meetings, but they're already doing it with like exclusive like religious gatherings. Like there's I forget what the group's name is, but it's like a mega church, and their exclusive online mass is in the metaverse. You have to, like, you can only get into their mass. So it's a way for them to, like, reach broader audiences. But then again, that's scary because it's like, okay, now Mark Zuckerberg is controlling which religions are, like, being, like, accepted. And if anyone wants to, like, tune in to that, like, mega church, they have to get, they're forced to go through Oculus to do it. And it's like, okay, so, like, is my job in 10 years going to be, like, I'm fired unless I go into the metaverse meeting? Like,
technically, according to the United States laws, I think right now you could have some pretty good grounds to be like, no, I can't, like, one, they can't. There could be antitrust breaching easily, right? So, like, obviously there has to be an alternative to the metaverse. Like, they can't hold a monopoly on that.
Yeah.
I mean, like technically they can't, right? But, like, logistically they could. But
yeah, I mean, they're already kind of doing it in a lot of ways on Facebook. I mean,
just you wait until Truth Social launches there, Bob.
Oh, okay, right. So, all like, right. I have a band. Like, you guys know I have a band. I have a band, and, like, you kind of can't market and get shows unless you have Facebook. And it's like, yes, I could delete Facebook. Yes, I could not do it on there. But then the consequence of that is that I just don't get shows. You know, it's like, it's the acceptable place to message people. And so it's like, I don't want to get to this point where in order to, like, do social things, you kind of have to use the metaverse. I'm hoping that your theory, Jack, is correct, that maybe it'll just be a bust and that we'll all move on past it.
At the end of the day, you got, like, human beings are not, you know, as different as unique as every human being is, you know, human beings are also incredibly alike. In the same way. And so, I don't know. I think, you know, if there's, like, I think because we have strong enough, look, at the end of the day, the three of us, Bob, we'll meet up. We won't be in the metaverse. All right. Once metaverse starts. Okay. Once this gets off the ground, we'll be meeting IRL in the stewed. All right. In the bog stewed. Okay. It will never be metaverse.
Speaking of the Brain Bog Stewed, if you guys want, you can now purchase the space next to our Brain Bog studio for only 2 million NFT dollars. I know NFT dollars aren't a thing, but...
2 bitcoins, which is now equal to, like, what, 10 bucks? Didn't Bitcoin just crash, or, like, all of them just crashed or something?
That'd be nice.
Did it?
I don't know.
I'm still holding strong on my Doge, and it's still rocking at about 17 cents a coin.
Oh, Doge.
That's pretty high considering where it was, like, at less than a cent at some point.
Brent and I bought Doge, and we just keep it, like, you know?
Long to the moon. No, Doge is fucking bullshit, but I only hold on to it because I'm like, I already sold all my Doge except for what I initially invested. So I'm like, at this point, whatever the fuck happens to it, I don't care. Yeah, Bitcoin is going at $42,812 a coin at the moment.
What?
Which is down from where it was, like, a while ago. It's kind of on the downtrend at the moment. Mm. It's gone down by, like, $18,000 over the last 3 months. Mm. It was up closer to, like, 60, you know.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I feel like the last time I heard it was around, like, 60K per
yeah, it's
per bit.
It's definitely dropping, but I don't know if that's going to be the case long term, or, you know,
who knows, whatever, dude? Who knows? If the metaverse is a thing, I feel like cryptocurrency is probably going to be the way that we.
No way, dude. is cryptocurrency going to be in the metaverse, dude? Crypto is all decentralized. Facebook's going to have Faso dollars.
Zuckerbucks
is going to have Zuckbucks.
Bucker Zergs. I don't know.
Zuckbucks.
I think Zuckbucks is good.
Yeah, dude.
Bucks.
Anyway, this was a shorter episode, but I think that we should wrap it up there. There's so much more we could talk about with the metaverse.
There's some good conversation.
Yeah, if you guys have any ideas for, like, a subtopic of the metaverse that you want us to talk about, you can shoot us an email at brainbogglepodcast@gmail.com.
You guys have any idea for some kind of beta topic?
How about some alpha? yeah, you can also reach out to us on our website. We've got a little bit of a contact us page in there. It's brainboggledpodcast.com. And you can find our social media, brainboggledpod on Twitter and brainboggled on Instagram. I think that's right.
Yeah, you got it.
Woo-hoo!
And shout out MLK.
Yeah.
Yeah, so shout out to a real one. This is coming out on Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, it is, baby.
It's recording so, on his birthday and coming out on his day.
The FBI killed Martin Luther King.
Oh, my God.
Okay, can we do an episode about that?
Bye. Yeah, absolutely, we should.
All right.
You should have planned better, Bob.
Yeah!